From KQED News, I'm Alice Wolfley. San Francisco Mayor London Breed announced today that starting Thursday, the city will ease COVID-19 restrictions further and move into the yellow tier. Breed made the announcement at the opening of a housing complex for homeless veterans in Mission Bay. KQED Politics editor Scott Schaefer was there, and Scott, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was also there with the mayor. What did she have to say about issues other than housing?
Yeah, Alice, as you noted, this was a staged ribbon-cutting event, but really all the media there wanted to talk to Speaker Pelosi and the mayor about were other things. And I asked her about a decision coming down tomorrow by Facebook's independent governing board. They're going to be deciding whether to reverse or uphold a ban that Facebook imposed on Trump after January 6th, and whether or not he'll be allowed back on Instagram and Facebook. And this is what Pelosi had to say about that.
I'm not a big fan of Facebook. They have had a business model that is a business model built on making money on misrepresentations and ignoring the source of those misrepresentations.
I really wish they'd take their masks off when they answer those questions. It's a little muffled there, but I wanted to ask what she thought were the pros and cons of letting Trump back onto Facebook, but sadly did not get a chance to follow up on that.
And Pelosi has promised to step down as Speaker in 2022. There's a lot of speculation about whether she'll run for re-election or retire. Did she say anything about that?
Well, she didn't. But, you know, she did say back in 2017 that she was planning to retire when Hillary Clinton got elected. Of course, that didn't happen. But she did become the leading opponent of Trump. And she did make a promise to the caucus, the Democratic caucus, to step aside as Speaker. You know, she's 81 years old, but she's still really at the top of her power, very effective. But if she does keep that promise, I can't imagine her sticking around to be one of 435 House members. And so she will make that decision in good time. If you do it too soon, of course, you lose the power that you have because already the sharks start circling to replace you. And I think she's too smart to do that.
The big news the mayor announced was, of course, that the city has qualified for more lenient COVID-19 restrictions. What does that mean and what's going to change?
Yeah, well, this has been long anticipated. It means that capacity limits on most indoor activities are going to end. They're going to be reopening indoor bars with or without food, indoor family entertainment activities. There'll be guidelines for a range of activities, including fitness centers, offices, meetings, receptions, live events, concerts are all going to be loosened up. And personally, I'm excited because water polo can resume indoors in pools. That's what I do. But Breed, you know, she took a bit of a victory lap here.
We have about 72% of San Franciscans that have received at least their first dose of the vaccine, and we're hoping by the middle of this month we'll get to 80. I don't know about you, Madam Speaker, but it feels good.
Yeah, and there you can see the mayor's excitement and pride in that, and she's got a lot to be proud of. I think the city has really risen to the occasion, and so is she.
The city has tried to prioritize what's called vaccination equity, making sure low-income people and people of color are reached. What did she say about that?
Yeah, she did talk about that. I mean, the city has made a lot of progress in terms of reaching out to especially the Latino community. I live in the Mission District, and you can say the city's really flooded the zone with all kinds of services. But, you know, while vaccination rates for people of color are up, there's still a lot of work to do. And the mayor said that the city's actually thinking about some creative ways to incentivize people to get their shots. So we'll see.
KQED Politics editor Scott Schaefer, thanks so much for the update.
You're welcome.
I'm Alice Wolfley, KQED News.